my last bread with better drugs or sex. Isn't my hair cut really intense?
I'm living a charmed life. It came as a surprise to everyone but me. I had big plans for you and for me. I have a letter where she says it not once but twice. Guess I'm living a charmed life. Living a charmed life. I guess I'm leaving
a charmed life.
Jad Fair wrapping up a set of music that originally aired here on WRCT back on July 15th of 2011, just over 10 years ago, his song Charmed Life. Before that, from Columbus, Ohio, the Great Plains gave us a letter to a fanzine. Also some green on red in there with Gravity Talks, and you might have heard me start off that entire set with Miracle Legion doing their version of Mr. Spaceman. Hey, my name's Paul. I am the Moxster. Throughout the next week or so, I'm doing these Flashback Fridays, these Turnback Tuesdays. If you have a suggestion for a song for a future show, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
It is just now the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and it's time for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Before I get into the calendar, let me remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. For more information, you can find them online at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. But let's turn our attention to these WRCT music and radio calendar. Start off with the radio calendar, some things going on around town. Like, for example, on select Saturdays and Fridays throughout the summer, you can use the Carry Blast Furnace as your backdrop for a drive-in. It's called Carry Carpool Cinema. More information at riversofsteel.com/experiences. Also, you have a few weeks left for the Martinis with Monet Art Expo up in Cranberry. More information on that is at cranberryartistnetwork.com/2021Monet. And don't forget the Grace Jones exhibit going on down at the Warhol. It's called A Taste of Grace. That's going on through November. More information at warhol.org. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar, some shows and events that are coming up here in the near future. It is July 2021, so let's find some things that could be of interest to you. For example, Gemini Syndrome with Eva Under Fire is playing at the Craft House on Wednesday the 28th. Berlin coming to town, playing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on Friday the 30th of this month. What else we got? The Average White Band is going to be up at Heartwood Acres doing a free show on August 1st. The Spinners doing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on August 8th. Jayhawks back up at the Heartwood Amphitheater on August 8th. And what else we got? Hinder performing at the Craft House on Tuesday the 10th of August. Pie Tasters playing at the Craft House on the 11th. Modest Mouse, Stage AE, August 18th. The Red Elvises, same day at the Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah, those are some good shows. Bunch of stuff coming up as we are getting into a season when people feel, let's go out and tour again. So that's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event that you'd like to include on the music or radio calendar, send us the details. Now, for the radio calendar, the email is radio-calendar@wrct.org. The music calendar is music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the radio calendar and the music calendar each and every day at this time. Well, no, that's not true. Each and every day, it's at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. And then, of course, if you're listening on a Tuesday issue of the Viva La Mock program, then you're hearing it at 5 o'clock. Now, don't forget, I am doing what I'm calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm taking some old shows that I had recorded years ago, and I'm taking segments of those shows, usually just the musical content, and sometimes I interject some current audio to let you know I'm alive and doing this, but I'm just getting lazy because it's the summertime. And that last set of music before we got to the top of the hour came from July of 2012. I'm moving up to, or I should say back to, July of 2011 for this next set. This next set of music was originally played here on WRCT on the Viva La Mock radio program July 15th of 2011. But before I get into that, I just want to remind you about Radio 9. That show's been on this airways for almost, if not 20 years, with Jay Thurber. Comes to you each and every Saturday at noon. It's golden oldies, it's golden newies, and it's a whole bunch of snark he throws in there. It's a wonderment. It is a wonderment show. We'll call it the Wonderment Show. Anyway, let's get back into some music, as I promised. Here's the band Luca tackling a Jonathan Richman cover.
When the kids came up to me for dancing, come with us. And I was dancing in a lesbian bar in the industrial zone. I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. The first bar, things were all right. In this bar, things were Friday night. The first bar, things were just all right. In this bar, things were Friday night. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar way downtown. I was there to check the scene and hang around.
You get to meet all the tough people, trouble is. certain Manchester megastore. Check out this.
Doesn't go to church on Sunday. Instead of burning down on Monday, he likes teenage girls, and they think that he's a jerk. 90 days of school he missed. He won't talk to his therapist, but he is my best friend, and I'll stick with him till the end. Smoke is rising towards the sky. The neighbors look up and they cry. Oh, Timmy, won't you tell us why? But he won't say nothing. He smiles as he lights the match. His face is blackened up with ash. But he is my best friend, and I'll stick with him till the end. Is the end. Yeah, Timmy's drunk again, and him I will defend. Even though he is an arsonist, even though he is an arsonist, even though he is an arsonist.
Killing Joke, reminding you that I, the Monster, yeah, I'm living in the 80s. It's true. Have you ever seen how I dress? I'm not shy about it. It's true.
So actually, the Killing Joke song is just called 80s. Before that was Indianapolis, Indiana's own Zero Boys with their song Living in the 80s. Also played the band Plow. Before they were known as Plow United, they put out a 7-inch on Coolidge Records under the name Plow. That was Timmy is an Arsonist. Also, some Clifford Nevernew from Cincinnati, Ohio, pulled that off of an uber rare recording, which I don't even know where I own it anymore, but I know I owned it at least one point. The song Electric, recorded live at Sudsy Malone's there on Short Vine in Cincinnati back in 1999. And then the Freshies with I'm in Love with the Girl on a certain Manchester Megastore checkout desk. That's the Freshies. And Luca, Nick Luca, start off the entire set with his cover of Jonathan Richman's I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar. Again, that entire set of music was originally broadcast here on WRCT on July 15th of 2011, as we are doing a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. I'm now going to advance the calendar by taking it backwards even more to July 24th of 2009. That's going to take us up to the top of the hour. And the mock originally was broadcast on that date. Before I get there, I want to remind you that you should join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Again, it's called Quartz in Session. It's each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. And for whatever reason, we let him re-air it Fridays at 1 here on 83 FM WRCT. Let's move our attention back to that show from July 24th, 2009, as we are prepping ourselves for the mock with a band out of Cleveland, Ohio called The Mice.
But I'm serious. Listen. How much better does that sound? Oh, yeah. This is power pop at its best. It's The Mice, Not Proud of the USA, from 1985, right here in the Viva La Mock Show. If you got a request, call me up, 412-621-WRCT. Got a Poison Mock coming up at midnight, and that's in 35 more minutes. Stay tuned for that. I'm not proud of the USA.
International pop.
That's the Push Kings here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Born Stoned, from a self-titled, I think it was their third release. Formerly from Boston, relocated out to LA to make it big, and, well, some really good pop stuff, though, in some of their subsequent and releases. Before the Push Kings, some game theory in there. And I'm going to tell you a game theory story right now that you really don't care about, but I got the mic and you don't. WRCT has a very extensive game theory vinyl collection. And by extensive, I think we have them all. And then there was a period, we'll call it like the dark times, the black ages or something, when some of the albums like went missing. And it's always a sad day in the Moxster's life when he goes to find a band he really loves and can't find the album when he knows the station at one time owned this album. Nowadays, the kids aren't into stealing the vinyl, which is nice. So that means it was probably going to be misfiled. That was the conclusion the Moxster came up with. Misfiled. Well, this was years ago. Don't ask me why the Moxster today was in the G section of the vinyl and flipping through the fact that I think we have every release from Gentle Giant as well. But I was looking for a misfiled Generation X album in with the Gentle Giants, and boom, two Game Theory albums right there. So I had to play that for you. Here it is tomorrow from the Big Shot Chronicles is what you heard from Game Theory. Ben Shepherd of the Hoodoo Gurus doing his take on The Replacements' Alex Chilton in that set of music. Also the title track from 1991, I believe it was actually, 1991's International Pop Overthrow album from Chicago's own Material Issue. Start off the entire set with The Mice from 1985 and Not Proud of the USA. Wow. You get me into a pop in a power pop sense, and sometimes I just can't stop, and I apologize, unless you enjoy it. And if you enjoy it, that's why you're listening, and if you're listening, that's why I do this. And I appreciate you listening. Got a midnight mock coming up at midnight. That's why we call it that. Tonight's mocking is Poison. Yeah, CeCe DeVille, Brett Michaels, the whole gang in Poison. Let's get some more pop coming up. We got some Stranglers by request. This guy was in town about a month ago now, playing down at the Thunderbird. John Wick, it's the records, it's Starry Eyes here on the Viva La Mock radio show. If you got a request, call me up.
What did you-
from his Crossing Dragon Bridge release, Steve Wynn. Annie and me here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, some requested Stranglers. Played the Stranglers from the 1977 album No More Heroes, bringing back a few memories, Something Better Change. John Auer of the Posies gave us Sundown Records, started off that entire set. Starry Eyes. For you?
But we are seconds away from a Poison mock, which originally aired on WRCT back on July 24th of 2009. But first, this brief message.
Day fall through the night. Give me courage to face the fight. Give me strength, for there are mountains to climb. Teach me patience for this rugged road.
Hey, this is Nadine Sutherland. You're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT 88.3 FM.